time to play Who Said It. I have three quotes from the same person. See if you can guess who said it. Ready? Censoring lawful speech based on its content? I'm with the First Amendment. I'm a no. President Biden is right. Political satire is one of the oldest and most important forms of free speech. It challenges those in power while using humor to draw more people into the discussion. That's why people in influential positions have always targeted it for censorship. And finally, should the government censor speech it doesn't like? Of course not. The FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of the public interest. So who said that? Brendan Carr, the current chair of the FCC. The same Brendan Carr who said this just a few days ago.
People don't understand is that the broadcasters, and you've gotten this right, are entirely different than people that use other forms of communication. They have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. And we can get into some ways that we've been trying to reinvigorate the public interest and some changes that we've seen. But frankly, when you see stuff like this, I mean, look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Did you catch his words? We could do this the easy way, or we could do this the hard way. I point that out for those who are dismissing the dangers to free speech that the Trump administration has launched by saying, oh, it's companies that are making the decisions to silence people, which at this point range from Jimmy Kimmel to co-workers and students. Well, if that's so, then why did J.D. Vance, while sitting in on the Charlie Kirk show this past week, directly call on quote-unquote like-minded people to report people who are saying and posting wrong things to either bosses, teachers, or school administrators? Additionally troubling is how those who have long bemoaned the cancel culture, you know, they're canceling Christmas, they're canceling standing for the American flag, they're canceling Columbus Day. Those very same people are watching all this and shouting, yay, yay. Well, that's you. I have two things. First, you disgust me. Hypocrites always disgust me. Second, you need to closely listen to these words.
I'm a free speech absolutist, through and through. If you, and I think that the utility of speech is what makes human beings different than any other type of being on the planet. Aristotle said we are the speaking beings, that our capacity to communicate is who we are. And I actually think it creates an act of citizenry when bad people are allowed to speak. When really bad people are given a permit, all of a sudden the entire population's like, that's disgusting. Let's go get our yard signs, go make them, and we're going to go speak out against them. They're kind of on their toes. They're looking out for things. All of a sudden, if the government becomes the speech police and they start calling the shots, like, oh, the government will get rid of the bad guys for me. And they kind of become complacent. They become less active. They become less responsible for the country around them. And so I don't draw a line. That's me. I say that you should allow all opinions to be heard. Now, with slander, if you know you have materially false information and you publish it to a big, wide readership, that is not freedom of speech. That is slander.
Who was that speaking? Charlie Kirk.